The gist for Melody's ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID recovery story, how she got off oxygen, and 13 meds. Melody was very busy just before she became ill. A physician assistant since the 90s, she was also a school board member of a large school district and had adopted three children, one of whom had a serious illness. She was busy indeed, and over time, her health started failing and the diagnosis started piling up in 2018. Sjogren's syndrome, fibromyalgia, ME/CFS, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency. Her fatigue, she said, was enormous, but then came the big blow, COVID-19. Infected early in the pandemic, with her pulse oximeter readings dropping into the 70s, she ended up in the hospital where she found that she had double pneumonia and that her lungs looked like cracked glass. She was diagnosed with POTS, hypoxia with oxygen dependence, serious brain fog, developed severe sleep apnea in 2023, vertigo, multiple arthralgias, definitely COVID magnified by 1,000, insomnia, heart palpitations, hand tremors, fractured ribs and spine, multiple herniated discs, and headaches. Over time, her list of specialists grew to include regular visits to a pulmonologist, cardiologist, rheumatologist, and ophthalmologist. She was on 13 prescription drugs. They provided little help, and after being bedbound for 6 months and homebound for 2.5 years and still on oxygen, she struck out on her own. After watching Lori Livingston's online summit, hearing that every chronic disease has a hidden infection inside it, she takes Lori's course. That called for a modified keto diet, which allows no fruit, no sugar, both of which she is told feeds the parasites in her gut, no grains, nuts, or seeds, plus a product called Cellcore, which requires a doctor to order it, to get at the parasites inside us. Within 4 days of being on the diet and Cellcore protocol, evidence of a worm showed up in her poop. After that, they started pouring out. The biggest one was 38 inches long. Within 3 months, her heart issues disappeared and she was off oxygen. By 6 months, she was reading 3 to 4 books at a time and had dropped all 13 of her prescriptions. Her pain is now down to a 1 to 2 out of 10 most of the time. She now gets 7+ hours of sleep a night, at least 5 nights a week. She also benefited from pacing, meditations, and forced rest. Nebulized hydrogen peroxide for infections, the ARC microcurrent device for healing, augmented NAC for oxidative stress, emotional freedom technique for calming, a grounding mat for sleep, vagus nerve stimulation with a TENS unit, autonomic nervous and immune system regulation, red light therapy for a mitochondrial enhancer, infrared sauna for detoxification, and methylene blue, which acted as a mitochondrial enhancer, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory. She suspects the methylene blue in particular may have helped her get off oxygen. See the blog for links to blogs of some of these. Melody reports that she leads a near normal life, is walking a lot, but cannot engage in intensive exercise, and is still slowly improving. She requested that people with these illnesses, quote, please, please don't give up. Fight for yourself. Find somebody. It may not be Lori. It may be somebody else. But find somebody that can help you and will listen to you. End quote. An interview with Lori on her story and approach is coming up. And a video of that interview can be seen in the text version of the blog.